And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Joining me in the studio is Sam Griffith, Director of Jazz Studies here at the University of Missouri School of Music. And we are here to discuss an upcoming performance by the Mizzou Concert Jazz Band. Sam, thanks for swinging by.
Oh, nice to be here.
Always. So this is coming up next Wednesday, the 25th, a week from today, at 7 p.m., and it's at the Stotler Lounge, and it's the Concert Jazz Band. Tell us a little bit about this ensemble.
Sure. The Concert Jazz Band, sort of the top jazz ensemble here at Mizzou. It's a big band made up of about 18 students, and we're playing a whole variety of music. I'm especially excited about this set of music that we're preparing because it sort of covers a wide spectrum of different jazz styles, and we get a chance to feature a few different soloists and a few different sections in some works that I don't think are played nearly often enough. And I know the students have been very hard at work on it, so we're looking forward to a very good concert.
Nice, nice. And this is an all-student ensemble?
Yep.
Very cool, very cool. Yep. Well, tell us a little bit about the work you'll be performing then.
Sure. I've sort of picked out a variety of songs that either songs that I've been wanting to do or sort of songs that followed a specific theme. In one case, this is sort of a bizarre, trivial thing that I discovered when I moved out here. Whoever, you know, the jazz library we currently have, over time, some of the songs that have been collected and are part of this library all have connections to my hometown of Monterey, California. That there's a few composers who at some point resided in Monterey and taught at some of the colleges out there. And Monterey is a very scenic place and is, you know, frequently used, you know, like images of Monterey are used for, you know, different artistic things and whatnot. And I think a few jazz composers or jazz arrangers have sort of sought out Monterey as inspiration for compositions. So we're playing a few pieces that are sort of inspired by my hometown of Monterey. Which I think is sort of a fun thing, and I've been trying to tell the students and relay, a little bit of insight into that area of the world because it's it's very lovely out there. And then the second half of the concert is selections that I've picked that either I had certain individuals in the band in mind. For instance, we have a great lead alto player, and so I always try to feature him on some iconic saxophone related pieces. We're playing another modern jazz piece called Treachery that is very modern and sort of very sophisticated, especially for the drummer. So it's a chance to feature our drummer playing some stuff that is totally wild, which is exciting. We have a great trombone section. We're going to feature them on an awesome arrangement of Sunny Side of the Street. I think as a whole, it should be a pretty interesting and diverse program that sort of hits on a few different themes, which I think is good.
Very cool, very cool. And this is the first performance of the Concert Jazz Band for this year.
Yep.
New, fresh faces, lots of good.
We do have a few fresh faces, but for the most part, I've been fortunate in that many of the students have carried over from previous years.
Okay.
Which is awesome. We were able to start a second jazz band that has some of the newer faces in it as we sort of helped build the jazz program up.
Very cool, very cool. And how's that going?
Oh, it's going. It's good. It's going well. We have a new crop of students that I think have great potential, and it's just like, you know, slowly building things, like one section, one band at a time.
Very cool.
It's good. Yep.
Yeah. So this performance is at the Stotler Lounge on Wednesday, the 25th at 7 p.m. That's in Memorial Union.
Yeah. North.
Okay. Yep. Memorial Union North. Great chance to get out and see some solid live music and. Absolutely. Featuring some of the great students here at the University of Missouri School of Music, and some great jazz, too.
Yep. Should be awesome.
All right. Well, Sam, thanks so much for coming by and letting us know about this performance coming up. And,
Pleasure's all mine. Awesome.
All right.